Is there anyone else who wishes to be added to the stack?
Yes. Andrea Turner, could you add me to the stack, please?
Yes, go ahead, Ms. Turner.
We're talking about this. I'm just wondering from a financial standpoint, if the stations could even raise the question, the amount. What's the amount for 2014?
I think it's about $34,000 or $32,000.
Okay.
This is Grace. May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Grace.
Yes, Rhonda is correct. It's a $32,000 and some odd dollars. I'm on the audit committee, and that's the latest amount that we still owe, as far as I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And
thank you.
We have to pay for 15, too. Okay. Thank you.
Robert Mark for the stack.
I'm sorry, was it Robert Mark? Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, in response to the question about do we get a new auditor or do we use the same one, I was on the audit committee at the end of fiscal year 2015, and I myself brought up the question of whether we were going to, for the 2015 audit, keep the same auditor or look for a new one. And I was overwhelmingly told by the rest of the committee that it was their intent to keep the current auditor. And I then inquired, is the current auditor willing to have us? And the response at that time from them was yes. But, of course, being a business, I'm sure it all depends on our willingness and ability to pay them for their time. So I don't know if that's changed in the last year.
Crozier for the SAC.
Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. Yeah, we do need to pay what we owe, obviously, on to finish that last audit. It was extraordinarily expensive. And one thing we need to do better this next time, though, is we need to get the work done ourselves, even if we have to hire a bunch of temps at each station or at some of the stations and the national office, because we pay many times that when we have our auditors do some of our basic bookkeeping work. And that's kind of what's happened. That's probably one of the main reasons why this 2014 audit was almost $200,000. Just ridiculously expensive. I mean, I guess I can't necessarily blame the auditor if we weren't doing the preparatory work for it that needed to be done first. But we've got to get staff done to do that. And I also note that there's other tax filings that are late or delinquent. As I understand, there was a 990 or federal tax return, I think even from 2 years ago, that needed to be corrected and never was. And I'm not sure that was true. I know our previous CFO was trying to get the information to get that corrected, and I think he was having a lot of trouble even getting that. The trouble a lot of times is just, we either don't have the staff or they don't have the time or the commitment or something at some of the stations to provide the needed information so that we can get our tax returns filed and so they'll be correct and complete, and the same thing for the audit. So we don't need all the money up front, because we're going to be – if most of this money is going to be going to staff – you don't pay them all up front, but we do need to get some money really soon so we can get those people started as soon as possible, especially with the Registry for Charitable Trusts, warning letters, shall we say, or I won't say threat, but warning. I'm hoping we can, if we have a plan, we show them we're serious about this and we're actually doing something to get it going and not just thinking about it, then hopefully we can get a little bit more time. But we got to get serious about it right away, and that's it's one of the main reasons I want to have this meeting tonight. That every week we wait, we're imperiling our tax exempt status, and actually in our licenses for some of our stations.
This is
Archie. Did the circle also?
I had Grace, and then Aki. Was there someone just before Aki?
That was Catherine.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I'd like to echo what Bill Crozier just said, and that is that it is foolish to pay an audit firm $350 an hour to point out work that should have been done that would cost us maybe $20 or $25 an hour to hire bookkeepers to do. So the first thing that we need to do to complete the 2015 and 2016 audits is to make sure that we rapidly get all of our bookkeeping and financial reporting locally done and then have the national office review it and compile it for the auditors. That should be our first priority, and it should be done really quickly. The auditor, Armanino, will not start the 2015 audit if we choose them as the auditor for the 2015 audit until the monies owed for the 2014 audit are paid in full. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. And now moving on to Catherine.
Yes, I have the motion, and it starts out, resolved that the LSB proposed to the ED as slightly revised it to say, be it resolved that there be a five-station network-wide on-air fundraiser. It says here by January 31st. So I would change that to February 31st, specifically to raise funds for the 2014, 2015, and 2016 audits, the completion of which is a prerequisite for CPB funding and critically needed off-air fundraising. The ED should immediately initiate a collaborative effort among the five stations to implement this proposal.
Request for information.
What's your question?
This is Grace. I believe that, Catherine, you should say that it should be February 28th because there is no February 31st.
February
29th.
29th, sorry. It's a leap year this year.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's 28th.
So maybe I should say March? I don't know what everyone's fund drives are.
Okay. First of all, since this is the first time this motion has been Grace, can I?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, since this is the first time this motion, the wording of this motion has been put forward, I'd like to ask Catherine if that correction, if we can correct this to or change it to, let's say, March 15th. I think that's will give the stations enough time to prepare for a few days of fundraising.
Okay.
Andrea, to
and
the
Aki.
Staff.
Okay, and Andrea, you're next. Aki?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out who will organize the all this extra help to get the books done. Who would oversee that? Would the audit committee be able to, be in charge of getting all of the, minor accounting people to come and help with the books? This is a question for Grace, I guess.
Thank you, Aki. I think that this is going to be partly the work of this board and partly of Pacifica Management, and I think we should put this as a priority on our future agendas, but I don't think we should try to hash it out right now. But it is
okay.
A very good point.
Thanks.
Andrea?
Yes, okay. I have another question. If we're looking at $32,000 to catch up for 2014, what is the cost for 2015 and 2016? Because if there is added cost, then we cannot try to raise this. Is this going to be an ongoing fundraising? Because it will probably be needed. And what's the overall target that we're trying to get to? Because say March 15th, 2017 for $32,000, that's a lot even for five stations to try to come up with. So what's the overall target here for 2016? Does the committee have any estimate on what will be owed to complete all of the audit? And then can we look at that so that maybe Catherine can add that to her?
It's Bill Crozier.
Bill, go ahead.
I hope everybody's sitting down, but I've heard estimates of up to $500,000 or so to get the 15 and 16 audits done, concluding all of the preparatory work. But we don't need all that up front because most of that's going to be labor Well, part of it will be paying the auditor, and I'm probably going to propose another motion, unless you wanted an amendment to this, to do a two-year audit. That might speed it up a little bit and possibly cost a little less. But a lot of this is the preparatory work that we, you know, we need some temps, or and we need a CFO in there right away, as I've just stated, and get some temps going on this as soon as possible to do the preparatory work. So, you know, we could probably start with $100,000, and that would get us going and raise some more later. But I think, you know, maybe the $210 goal or something like that is mentioned, something like that might work. I'm not sure we have to put the goal in the motion. We need to get a commitment to get this going, and management hopefully can help us figure out what's feasible now. We might add on an extra day or two in the spring fund drives of all the stations to get additional funds, perhaps. There's different ways of doing it, in other words. But the main thing is to get started as soon as possible.
Thank you, Bill. Anyone else in the stack?
Catherine to the stack.
Go ahead.
I've also received some information from the CAB that there are a number of ways that the five station network wide audit fundraiser could be organized. And so there are several suggestions. I'm going to put that in with the email. One is to have a 5-day fundraiser for each station. I guess it would do them individually or to do them collectively. Another option is the feed can come from one station, but the content is all national programming. So these are just suggestions that I'm going to include with this motion. The only thing is, apparently I'm not on the PMB list because I sent something and I didn't get it. So I'm going to try to construct an actual email by email. Send, unless anyone has gotten the email.
Chris, I got it.
You did get it.
I got it.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to resend it then, and at least you'll get it if I don't. Okay.
Oh, Laufer for the stack.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. If people keep on saying we need a CFO, don't we have to pay for the CFO? And can we somehow get this $35,000 and just get this 2014 thing, a finished thing, presented to the authorities? Can we do that without a CFO?
This is Grace. Can I respond?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. We need someone who can figure out exactly how the financial bookkeeping and reporting can be optimized at the station level and the national office level. To not do that, to not have a CFO, will cost more in the long run than paying the salary of a CFO, because there will be duplicated work, there'll be work done wrong, there'll be work undone, there'll be work done by people who are not fully qualified to do the work. These are deficiencies that I've noticed in the past as someone on the audit committee who's been privy to information about what has gone wrong in prior audits. So it's really necessary to have a really good, effective, efficient CFO to plan and carry out all the repair that needs to be done of our financial infrastructure, so that our financial reporting can be gotten as close to up-to-date as possible, as quickly as possible, and then presented to the auditor. Because if we send it in a very slipshod and incomplete and error-filled manner to the auditor, that will prolong the audit and make it cost triple or quadruple what it should cost. And that is actually what happened, in my opinion, to the 2014 audit, which took a very long time because of deficiencies in our financial reporting at the stations and at the national level. So we need to get our own house in order, and that is going to take a CFO, in my opinion, who's really skilled and can plan it out and get it implemented as rapidly as possible.
Timekeeper, where are we on this for this section?
Oh, I apologize. I quit keeping time. I'm so sorry.
We didn't spend much time on agenda approval, so we have plenty of time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If someone else would like to do it, that's fine, but I apologize. I thought we kind of laughed. Well, I'm sorry.
Actually, according to my agenda, it says by 9:45 Eastern time we'll be going to executive session. And it's 9:44.
Catherine, for the stack, if I may.
One second, Catherine. Do we need another timekeeper? Or can you go ahead and continue to keep time?
I will continue.
Okay, no problem.
We should extend time.
Well, I'm sending the revised motion, but I would like to offer the revision so it can be maybe seconded and voted on before we go to executive session. So I'd like to extend for 10 minutes to be able to pass or at least vote on this motion.
Mark, second.
10 minutes. Okay. And so I'm going to read it, and then be it resolved that there be a five-station network-wide on-air fundraiser by March 15, 2017, specifically to raise funds for the 2014, 2015, and 2016 audits, the completion of which is a prerequisite for CPBB funding and critically needed off-air fundraising. The ED should immediately initiate a collaborative effort among the five stations to implement this proposal.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, this motion passes.
Well, I was seconded before that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was seconded before. Okay.
Crozier for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'd like to make another motion that we issue an immediate request for proposals for a two-year 2015-2016 audit to be completed by June 30th. And I will email that to you.
Okay.
This is great. I second.
Robert Marks, the stack.
Second. Go ahead, Robert.
I would be for this motion if I weren't so concerned that doing so wouldn't cause an unnecessary delay in providing the numbers for 2015 that the Attorney General wants. And so I think that there, it ought to be modified to conditionally say if such an action would expedite the process in terms of completing the numbers for 2015, and also assuming that that would be cheaper than doing them independently. Those are my concerns. But I think it's a great idea if it works.
So is that your amendment to this motion? Are you trying to amend this motion?
I was hoping that we could maybe hear some response to that, somebody might know, before I actually were to make a motion.
Or maybe someone from the audit committee.
Anybody that knows.
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I think that possibly within Bill's motion, when getting proposals, the proposals would figure out which way is the best way to go financially for Pacifica, especially if we indicate that we have to comply with the Registry of Charitable Trusts as quickly as possible to maintain our nonprofit status. All in all, however, I believe that it would be much more inexpensive to do the 2015 and 2016 audits together rather than try to do the 2015 first and 2016 second. However, Robert Mark's question is a relevant one, and possibly Bill would like to, or Robert would like to amend Bill's motion, or Bill would like to suggest or respond to, Robert?
Bill?
Well, what we're doing is talking about just requesting a request for proposals. It doesn't necessarily commit us to do anything. But I agree with Bob. We don't want to slow anything down on, you know, on other things and meeting with the Attorney General. But it might actually help them to know that we're taking specific steps to get the audits expedited by doing this. I don't know, but it's just my thought.
I'm looking at your motion here, Bill. Did you have someone in mind to do this? This is sort of open-ended.
Well, request for proposals means you're asking for proposals from audit firms.
No, I understand. Were you suggesting that the PNB do that, the audit committee, or a small group from the PNB?
I hadn't thought about that. We could do it. The EDs could do it. I don't want to wait another month for us to populate committees and then the audit committee to meet and then make a recommendation and then the PNB approve it. That's what I'm afraid of. So maybe somebody else can help me with a suggestion there to get this expedited.
Aki, to the side, please.
Aki, go ahead.
Yeah, usually these kind of things are usually voted in the audit committee. So, Grace, do you know the composition of the audit committee? What more, you know, how much more help can the PNB give to expedite so the audit committee can, you know, do these proposals?
Chair, may I speak? This is Grace.
Go on.
Okay, Aki, I think that the proposals for a two-year 2015-2016 audit to be completed by June 30th, 2017, I think that the first priority will be to repair our own internal accounting system and bookkeeping and accounting reporting internally.
Right.
It's not up to, I don't think that a request for proposals for a two-year, that's later in the process because, in my opinion, as being on the audit committee, the best way to move forward is just put our own house of cards in shape.
Right.
However, we may want to get proposals for a two-year, a one-year audit for 2015 if it is felt that that can be done quickly, and it, even if it's more expensive to do 2015 separately from 2016, it may be necessary in order to satisfy the Registry of Charitable Trusts and maintain our...
I'm sorry, Grace. Time is over.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I'm happy to be talking, but just since I'm the timekeeper, same.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you very much. we're at, let's see, it's 6:52 on the West Coast. Do I hear a motion to extend?
A motion, yes. Motion to extend.
Andrea. How long?
Second.
Ten more minutes.
Okay, and it was seconded. Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Hearing no objections, we extend for 10 minutes. And who was it that just asked to be? Sorry, does someone else want to be on the stack?
Yes,
Mr. Robert
Andrea
Mark.
Turner.
I'm sorry, Andrea Turner and then Robert Mark?
Correct.
Ken,
okay,
Lawson on the stack, please.
And then Ken?
Yeah.
Okay, Andrea. I'm sorry. Who's that?
It wasn't Andrea.
Yeah. Did you call me? Right.
Yes, Andrea. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. I particularly like the lineup that Grace has lined up: repair the accounting system, CFO, and also to do the paying of the back pay as well, that $32,000. Now, we've added a whole lot of money. I'm really concerned that by just saying to catch up on this or that. That is not covering, that we will not be covering the real people, the real cost and what it would take to try to do all of this. And nothing has been costed out so that we'll know what is the amount for the repair account system, the CFO, and also to make some back payments. That's a lot to ask for. We have to have an overall goal. And can we get that before we just make a blanket statement or this is a goal of just raising monies and to pay for this? It's empty. It's not filled with realistic objectives here. So I appreciate, Grace, that you've outlined this, you know, repair an account system. How much does that cost? CFO, how much does that cost? We're looking at some big ducats here for five stations to pay for.
Catherine for the staff.
Thank you. Okay, Catherine. Next, I believe it's Rhonda.
No, I wasn't on the stack.
I guess Ken?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, wait. I'm sorry. My shorthand. I believe before Ken, wasn't it Robert Mark? But I don't hear him now.
Yes, it was.
There you are.
You know, Bill's right that the do a request for proposal is not actually making the decision to do the two-year audit. But I think that it ought to be inquire of our current auditor what would be the cost of doing a two-year audit as opposed to a one-year audit, and how long would it delay the process. So, I think that you're right, it's down the road. But I think someone ought to ask the question of somebody who can answer it, which is, can you do a two-year audit? And, you know, are you at the point in the 2015 audit, which I think they are, where if they did it all at once, it wouldn't be any longer than doing them one at a time. But I need to know those answers before I really feel comfortable.
Yeah.
This is Grace Aaron for the stack.
Okay. Ken is next, and then Grace.
Ken,
Laura?
I'm next, Ken.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have Ken. Catherine, were you before Grace?
Yes.
Okay, I got you in there. Sorry, go ahead.
Ken?
Yes.
I wonder whether it would be helpful to save money to look at the last completed successful audit, which perhaps is 2013. Would that be a way of people who don't cost so much money looking at that and just imitating that 2013 audit in all the other years, the following years?
Does somebody wants to answer that? Or we can go on to Catherine.
Yes, and what I wanted to state is tangential, not exactly the cost of the audits, but with regard to the fundraising, if each station can raise an average of $8,000 a day, then we would be able to raise $160,000. So I think it's reasonable that we could raise enough money to get the back bill paid and to move forward with the CFO and get our internal house in order if we were to be able to accomplish that goal of $8,000 a day per station, which is a reasonable goal. I mean, it may not be possible for all the stations, but I think it's possible for us to raise at least $160,000 with this fundraiser to begin to cover some of these costs.
Thanks, Catherine. Someone answered correctly.
Grace, you're next.
Yeah, I have an amendment to Bill Crozier's motion, and that is that I'll read it to you. I sent it to the PNB. that Sam Agarwal, our former CFO, be hired on a consultant basis to give us a detailed estimate of what it would take to get our bookkeeping and financial accounting in order in preparation for the 2015 and 2016 audit, and if there is a benefit to doing the 2015 and 2016 audits together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a second? I'm sorry, is that an amendment?
Amendment.
Okay, sorry. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, is there someone who wants to speak on that? Or would we like to go to a vote?
This is Bill Campisi. I would ask a point of information.
What's your question, Bill?
Has anyone discussed with Sam Agarwal whether he'd be willing to be hired as a consultant? Because when I talked to him about this previously, he said that he would not be willing to be hired as a consultant.
This is Grace.
Bill Crozier.
And Bill.
This is Grace. I'll defer to Bill if he has more current information.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, we could pass this motion, but we can get, when we get into executive session, which I hope is soon, we could bring Sam Agarwal on the call and ask him, you know, tonight.
Makes sense. How much time do we have? Hello, timekeeper?
I don't know. I'm going to have to not do it.
This is Catherine. Catherine.
Catherine, go ahead.
I'd like to call the question on this amendment to Bill Crozier's motion.
Okay. The question's been called. Aki, let's move to a vote.
Okay. This is the Grace amendment to ask Sam Agarwal whether he will be a consultant to advise us on how to go about doing the next audit. So that is the basic motion that Grace had. So let me...
Okay,
point of order.
Vote. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
The chair should inquire as to whether there's an objection to closing debate. Right.
That's what I was... Okay. Is there an objection to closing debate? Bill, you weren't objecting to closing debate? Okay, hearing no objections. Now, are there any objections to this motion? To the amendment, actually. Okay, hearing no objections to the amendment, now we're going to vote on the main motion. Are there any objections to the main motion?
As amended.
Hearing no objections, the motion passes. And I think that we're more than likely at time for this session. Motion is if we are going to go on to item number 5, we would have to extend, or we could have a motion to adjourn.
Bill, Crozier, 3 minutes extension, sort of more for an announcement for item 5 more than anything else. So I move to extend 3 minutes.
Second.
Are there any? Okay.
I second.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we extend it for 3 minutes.
And can I be on the stack, Crozier?
And you are on the stack.
So item 5 is to begin search for a new foundation general legal counsel. And what I was going to suggest is that we, people on the board, or anybody else for that matter, that might be listening to the stream, just send us suggestions, preferably names with contact information, website or whatever contact information you have for potential attorneys for general legal counsel for Pacifica. I assume they need to be licensed to practice in California. probably somewhere in the San Francisco, you know, Berkeley, Bay Area. Not sure that's essential, but that's about all I was going to suggest. And you could just send the suggestions to the PNB list at pnb@pacifica.org, so we'll all get them. Maybe anybody else has suggestions?
Thank you, Bill. Is there anyone else for the stack? Okay.
This is Grace.
Oh, go ahead, Grace.
I second Aki's motion to adjourn.
Then we are, sorry, are there any objections?
I have a point of information.
Who is that?
Laufer, Ken Laufer.
Go ahead. What's your question?
What actually happened tonight? I mean, are these other people who adjourned this open meeting, are they going to have the executive session?
I don't know. They've been noticed. I would assume that they're all going to call in for the executive session. I would imagine that they're listening to the exciting stream of tonight's meeting, but I could be wrong.
So, in other words, should we call in when New York time to 10:30? Is that it?
No, the executive session takes place as soon as we adjourn this meeting. You should have received the agenda along with the call-in instructions, as everyone else did.
Right, so I have the code for the executive session.
Okay.
The same call-in number.
Right. So we'll all hang up from this call, and then the executive session will begin once this meeting is adjourned. And once we all get called in to the other line.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
See you soon.
Are there any other objections to adjourning?
Dave Beaton just got on the call. Sorry, guys.
Welcome, Dave. We are about to adjourn and move to executive session. I'll see to it that someone forwards you that call-in information right away.
Okay, great. My concert just finished, so I'm good to go. All right.
Okay.
Are we...